In Oakland, California today, thousands of people gathered at the city's Oracle Arena to mourn the killing of four police officers last Saturday. For Oakland, things are not going well this year. In January, a transit officer shot and killed an unarmed 22-year-old man. That sparked community outrage and multiple demonstrations. Youth Radio's King Anye Howell is from Oakland, and he says, enough.
My mother told me that even though she misses me, she's glad I'm away. I moved to Los Angeles from Oakland 7 months ago, and ever since I left, my home city has been experiencing one tragedy after the next. First, the economy crashed, and my thoughts were with those in Oakland who have always been struggling. Then on New Year's Day, 22-year-old Oscar Grant III was shot in the back, lying face down, by a BART transit policeman in front of a crowd of people. Then last weekend, before the city could catch its breath, a wanted parolee killed four Oakland police officers. My goodness, can Oakland win for losing? Because winning isn't its strong suit. Growing up as a black man in that city, I always felt vulnerable not only to thugs like police killer Lavelle Mixon, but to police officers like former transit cop Johannes Messerly. Mixon preyed on Oakland residents before becoming a cop killer. He's been linked to carjacking, armed robbery, murder, and even the rape of a 12-year-old girl. Thugs act like it's the Wild Wild West and make regular people vulnerable to random violence. I'm lucky the worst thing that's happened to me is being mugged on the streets when I was 15. Three guys surrounded me and took my Jordans. I walked the rest of the way to my dad's house in my socks, and once I got there, I didn't want to leave because I felt unsafe. I'm fully aware that what happened to me is tame compared to the violence that some experience at the hands of thugs who celebrate our high murder rate like winning the Stanley Cup. I cannot sympathize with Lavelle Mixon, and I certainly wouldn't label him a hero or a martyr like some activist groups have. But before all the details filtered out about his long history of thuggery, my first instinct was to empathize with him as someone trying to turn his life around. He was pulled over for what police call a routine traffic stop, and I too have been pulled over for the same reason, except most people I know call it DWB, short for driving while black. I've even been pulled over on foot more times than I can count, for fitting the description of a suspect. The most important victim in all of this is Oakland itself. Outsiders are writing the city off as a place not worth saving. I read message boards calling my city a hellhole and a wasteland. With things as bad as they are right now, it's a good time for a damaged Oakland to begin healing itself from the inside. We could start by acknowledging the things that most Oaklanders can agree on, like the fact that nearly everyone in the city is sick to death of death. For NPR News, I'm King Anye Howell.
And that commentary comes to us from Youth Radio.